Chapter 11, Raised with Him. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus is the proof of Satan's defeat, of man's redemption, and of God's legal right to make the believer a new creation. Ephesians 1:7 stands out with peculiar suggestiveness and comfort. In whom we have our redemption through his blood, the remission of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. We have our redemption. It is not something we have to pray or ask for. The moment we are born again, that moment, redemption is ours. Satan's dominion over us ends. That redemption is according to the riches of his grace. We are free. In these previous chapters, we have had an opportunity to see the wealth and riches of the Father's grace in his substitutionary work in Christ. Ephesians 2:6, and he raised us up with him, and he made us to sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We were crucified with him, died with him, were buried with him, suffered with him, were justified with him, were made alive with him, conquered Satan with him, and were raised together with him. That resurrection of Jesus is proof of our victory over the adversary. It is a proof that cannot be denied. Every person who takes Christ as Savior in the mind of God is a victor over the adversary. So few of the Father's children have seen this mighty truth, but our victory was in the victory of Christ. When Jesus broke the bars of death, having conquered death, Satan, and sin, it was our victory. Colossians 3:1, if then ye were raised together with Christ, and we were raised together with Christ. In the mind of the Father, it was our translation out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. It was our redemption. We had broken Satan's dominion over our body, soul, and spirit in Christ. But perhaps the greatest message of our perfect victory over the adversary is found in Ephesians 1:19 through 22. And what the exceeding greatness of his ability to usward who believe, according to that working of the strength of his might, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and made him to sit at his right hand in the heavenlies, far above all rule and authority, and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. The same ability that wrought in the dead body of Jesus to reanimate it and fill it with immortality is today in the believer. We are today more than conquerors because of the life of God that was imparted to us in our new creation. It is the ability of God unveiled in that resurrection that so shook the foundations of hell, so that today, when the believers know that they were raised together with Christ, they know they are victors in every field and over every circumstance, and they may go on from triumph to triumph. God has lifted the believer above all rule and authority, and power and dominion, not only in this age, but in that which is to come. He put all things in subjection under the believer's feet. He gave Christ, who is the head of the body, to be master over all the forces of the universe. Jesus gave to the believer a legal right to the use of his name. He actually gave him the power of attorney, so that in the name of Jesus, every demon and every power should obey that name in the lips of the believer. There isn't anything too hard for God. God's ability is the ability that he gives to us, so his resurrection is the proof of our right to reign over Satan and demons. He was raised because he had conquered Satan in our stead, so that we should no longer live in fear of the unseen forces of darkness.